Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, October 25th, 2010. And I'm your host, Red Snapper.
And I'm your host, Shay Nolan.
Coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing, as we'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a great show for you tonight, as we'll be having spoken word artists and authors Cotton Candy and Mr. Mark Lacey on the show this evening. They'll be providing us with their sizzling poetry and bringing us up to date on their activities that they have coming up. So sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. Sexy Radio for this Monday, October 25th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have Shay Nolan here as well. And we're going to be coming to you live tonight, as we always do. And we have this special show, as we said before in the introduction. We have spoken word artists and authors, Cotton Candy and Mark Lacey, on the show tonight. So before we get into the interview itself, we're going to go ahead and kind of get a little bit of admin stuff out and get some greetings. How are you doing this evening, Ms. Shay?
I'm doing fine, Red. How are you?
We're doing very good. You know, just trying to get used to the weather as it's changing. You know, the fall is coming in right now, so we're just getting used to that change up and, you know, how it is when it gets to that time of the year, you know, football season and everything.
And I'm hating it. I'm loving the football season, but I'm hating the weather.
Oh, really? Really? So what do you think about them Chiefs, though? Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, my goodness. Tomahawk chop. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. They've shown that they're not a fluke and they're doing something. So we just want to continue to support them and We're just glad for those people that are out there listening to Word Sexy Radio. We also want to give you a reminder of the number. The number is 347-215-8539. And if you want to call in and talk to our guests that we have, we're going to be doing that pretty soon. So let me see. We have someone here that's calling in. I think this is one of our guests. Caller, are you there?
Greetings.
Greetings. And this must be the incomparable Mr. Mark Lacey. How are you this evening?
Incomparable. Wow. I am doing well. How you doing?
We're doing just fine. We're doing just fine. And say hello to Shay today, this evening.
Shay, how are you?
Hey.
How are you this wonderful fall evening?
I'm blessed. Mark, how about you?
Hey, same, same. I'm just like you, trying to get adjusted to the weather.
Right. I am not happy about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it gets cold every year, and we always, you know what's going to happen, but you never get used to it. So we're hoping that you can sizzle the audience this evening, Mr. Lacey, with your poetry. And we know that you have all types of poetry, but before we get into that, we want to kind of give you a chance to kind of give people a background of you and so they can understand who you are and where you're coming from.
Okay. Well, hey, physically, I hail from Huntsville, Alabama, representing Dirty Dirty. A graduate of Alabama Agricultural and Mechanical University. I have been published for, I guess, for about 7 years now. I have three solo books out, one being The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, Rock and Fire, Love Poetry from the Core, and also Wretched Saints. And I'm also a part of several anthologies, one of which, the latest, is the Soul of a Man anthology, published by Alisa Gabrielle and Peace in the Storm Publishing, and that was written by 14 African-American male authors for young African-American males. I'm also the producer of three spoken word CDs, Reflux, Poetic Spirit and Spoken Soul, Articulation, the Spoken Essence of Music, and Lyricode 256. I also do workshops and lectures on the art of spoken word, profiting from poetry, relationship communication from the male's perspective, meeting the woman's objective. So I got a lot of irons in the fire. Two more spoken word CDs will be released the latter part of this year, early part of next year, and also have two more books coming out somewhere in 2011. And also, I want to see everybody supporting the Love Literature Tour. You'll find out more about it as time goes on. In 2011, we're coming to a city near you, seven strong brothers representing. And also, I want to see you at the National Book Club Conference in Atlanta in August in 2011. I will be a featured author there.
All right, that sounds good. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, you got an awful lot on your plate, Mark. Busy, very busy.
Yeah, hey, you know what? And the more I try to curtail my activities, the busier I get. So I'm not trying to be busy. It just happens to be that I'm busy.
Right.
All right. Well, Mark, give us like I said, you gave us a background, a synopsis of basically what you've been doing so far and what you got coming up. But what everybody wants to know is, what got you started in the literary game? How did you get focused on doing poetry?
That's a good question. You know, I've been writing, been doing creative writing on and off for the past 20 years or so. And then when I got in college, you know, I was getting all these requests to write and perform poetry, but there I was not enthused about it because there was really no platform. You know, there was really no foundation established at the time. You know, poetry was in a down cycle during that time. But all of a sudden, with the advent of Russell Simmons and Bruce George's HBO Deaf Poetry Jam, a lot more people became serious, a lot more people became inspired, and that's what actually inspired me to go ahead and to put my poetry together and to get it published because, you know, that I think that began an age of expression, and that age is still going on. So 2000, 2001, that's when I was really, really inspired to go ahead and get published.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, I think we have our other special guest that's coming on the show tonight. Miss Cotton Candy, is that you?
That's me.
All right, Miss Cotton Candy. We want you to meet Mr. Mark Lacey right now.
Hello,
nice
Cotton Candy.
Mr. Lacey. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Now, what's going to happen tonight, before we go any further, I want you to speak to my special guest, Ms. Shay Nolan, Cotton Candy, and then we're going to go from there.
Hi, Ms. Cotton Candy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you.
Now, Mark, I kind of set you up, man. Well, actually, you set yourself up, because what's going to happen this evening is this. Now that both of you incomparable poets on this show tonight, we're going to go back and forth. But before we do that, I'm going to give Cotton a chance to give us a synopsis of what's going on with her and her life and what she's doing right now. And then we're going to get into some poetry from both of you. And the way I'd like to do it is if we can go back and forth and kind of entertain the audience with some seduction and something like that. How do y'all feel about that?
I'm
game. Hey, you know, anything is possible for a small fee.
Of course. And we'll see you later, frat brother, because you know you're my frat brother. So, okay. All right. So, Cotton, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been writing for some years. I just really got into it over the last maybe 4 or 5 years, where I've worked on perfecting it, making it a little better. Initially didn't start off to be erotic, but you know, I'm kind of a sexual being. Not to say that I'm promiscuous, but I just believe that you know, when you're with somebody, being sexual is very important.
Okay. All right. Now I gotta also remind y'all, when y'all say something that I think is kind of clever, you're gonna hear this sounder as well.
Okay.
Okay. The sound that you're going to hear is this thing that I do that lets you know when it's something sexy or something sweet or something like that. So when I get to it here, I'm going to bring it up for you so you can hear it. It's just something that you've heard before, I'm sure. It sounds like this. So when you get sweet and you get hotter, you hit the other one with that, guess what? You will hear that, okay? So go ahead, Cotton. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and finish up, and then we're going to get into this thing.
Well, right now I have 3 books out that are out right now that can be purchased, and I'm working on 4 and 5, you know, as we speak. I have some poetry events that I'm doing, and I also have a poetry event coming up in November that I'm doing. I have one at the end of this month that I'm doing. So I'm slowly, pretty soon there'll be some CDs, and I have a website set up. So I'm slowly getting there, you know.
Okay.
Thanks to Red Snapper, I owe him a great appreciation, because he really helped me to go ahead and just get the ball rolling.
Okay. All right, Shay, you got a question?
What got you into writing erotic poetry? I know you said it didn't start out that way, but considering that you are a sexual person, I think we're all sexual beings in our own way. And like you said, especially when you're with that special someone, then, like myself, I'm a very sexual person with a special person. So how did it segue into erotic poetry?
Oh, wow. It started off with just some snippets of things. Not having that kind of relationship is actually what prompted it, because then I could write about what I don't have. What I would like to have.
All right.
So since I didn't have it, I figured, hey, I may as well write about it. You know, it exists. And for me, you know, I grew up in Kansas City, and so you hear, you know, from where I'm from, women don't really talk about their sexuality as much. It's not as an open. But truth be told, for me, I think women are probably just as sexual as men. They just don't talk about it. And so I, you know, figured, why hide it? It's a part of who you are. Let it be known. It doesn't mean you have to be promiscuous or give it to everybody, but you do want to be able to give it to the person you're with, and don't be afraid of that.
Right.
Okay, Mark, you know. What you got to say on that one, man?
I concur.
Okay, since you concur, then I know you both are ready. Go ahead, man. I know you got more to say than that. Come on.
It's definitely all about expression. Like I was saying, we're living in an age of expression. And although, of course, us men are from Mars and women are from Venus, you know, once you learn the rhythm of that special someone, then, you know, you can create your own music then.
That's right.
Bottom line, you know, you don't have to be concerned about what the experts say in this area and that area, as long as you are able to, you know, perform according to the rhythm of your partner, then that's all that matters.
Okay. Well, guess what? With that, I'm going to let everybody know that you need to get ready to call in because it's getting ready to get hot. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, grown folks radio, and everything goes on this radio show. So when you do your portrait, you know you can say whatever you want to. And this is what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to flip a coin, Mark and Cotton, and one of y'all pick what y'all want, and whoever's going to be, that's who's starting it off. So what you got, Mark, or should I say Cotton? What do you have, heads or tails?
I got heads.
Okay, she said heads. You heard that, Mark, right? Okay, I'm flipping the coin. I'm flipping the coin, and it's going up and it's coming down. Guess what? It's heads. All right,
that works out perfect. That works out
perfect.
Yeah,
so this is what I want you to do. I want you to get as sensual as possible and bring it. And, Mark, you be ready to count it, okay?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
I thought it was ironic that Mark mentioned something about having the same rhythm as your partner. So the piece that I'm going to do is called The Rhythm of Us.
Okay.
Emotions constantly run high. Just the mere thought of you touching the inside of my thighs. My heart pounds, making a rhythm that flows with your lyrics. My body reacts to a sound that you'll never forget. Your smooth hands, the softness of your fingertips, you play my body like a great pianist. You play so well, you deserve a standing ovation. The way you love, I'm requesting an Oscar nomination. Every part of my body is your instrument to play. You have ownership, so it can't be stolen nor given away. You become the man I so greatly respect. You hold and care for me, showing no neglect. I'm feeling like a new song you just sat down to write. Brand new, like a guitar that's never been used. Tonight I need you to beat on my drum. You do this so well. Question, did you come? I'll be your lyrical inspiration. You can be my chocolate temptation. I'm the lyrical note that will heighten your sensation. When this song is done, we'll be as one, tune my bass and tighten my strings. Panties no need, I have other edible things. Holding the mic is my part. I'm not trying to hurt you. Just capture your heart. That's my piece.
All right.
Wow.
What go
you
ahead
got,
and make
Mark?
A comment, Shay. Go ahead. Now.
What you
Mark,
got, Mark? That was hot.
These ladies. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin these cheapskates and these liars that you're used to. My name is Mark, pronounced Mr. Lacey. And oh, how I'd love to taste thee. Are you thirsty? Would you like to go to the bar? Bartender, I'd like to order 2 chocolate Hennessys. And while we await our drinks, let me tell you how I think. See, a fifth of me I'm pouring all over you. Mahogany cognac flowing all down your back. Contracepting ill vibes and the tides of prophylactic. Intoxicating choco spirits lull you into a stupor. As I'm landed in all of those hot spots like a special forces paratrooper. Camel morsel snaps burst all onto the scene as you lay face to face with steaming VSOP, Cavassier, all on their derriere, as dreamy is dreamy in your eyes as you stare. Girl, you make my heart go pitty pat, and I've been known to pour Patron all on the kitty cat. Picturesque crests are peaking as macchiato's bravado induces liquors leaking. Cafe cream dementors the scent. all between your thighs and vodka, cappuccino mocha. That's the color of your eyes. And Hershey's Detox Rehab, it grips my vice like pliers. And every time I kiss you, I need a mwah. Designated driver, your hairs are brandy brown as I drown in that sweet Jack Daniel's. See, that's way too milky. Tequila toffee like coffee's caffeine makes me fiend. As the hazelnut toenail polish shines with the sheen of a true ebony queen. And as I awaken from my dream, the next time I have a Choco Henny attack, I'll take that Grey Goose and put that yak back.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. Smoking up in here. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We got about 39 minutes left. So, Cotton, what's your counter?
I just want to know where I can get some chocolate Hennessy. That's all.
You know,
okay.
I don't even drink, but I want some of that chocolate Hennessy he was talking about.
Right. Exactly. A couple of shots.
Okay.
So you got to come back with a counter. Okay. Is it warm? Mark, what did you do, man?
I'm like Eddie Murphy. Wasn't me.
Okay.
Wasn't me.
All right. Well, you're hearing it here on Word Sexy Radio right here, and it's live. So, Miss Cotton, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, come on.
Oh, I'm ready. University. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
Okay. Give her a kiss. He takes his finger and opens her lips. Excited from the thoughts of him giving her a kiss, he blows on it. He rubs her clit slow, then a little faster. He soon realizes that he has to have her. Pussy now wet and dripping with fluid. She's seated in ecstasy, and she can't wait for him to give it to her. Slides his fingers down and sideways. She says, "Don't stop. Want me to ride?" She screams, "Don't stop." Then she shouts, "Give me some more. Harder, Daddy. Let's take it to the bedroom floor." She stands up, his finger still inside her. He shoves it up in a little harder. She feels blindsided. Her eyes closed. She moans and groans because she's now relaxed. The wall pressed against her back. She pulls and scratches his upper back, grabs his head, all while she continues to beg. That's more than one finger. He's giving her head. Again, she begs, asking for more. He takes his fingers and opens her lips, excited from the thought of him giving her a kiss. He blows on it. She's not ready to quit, and neither is he. His tongue and two fingers equal three. She likes that, so he does it faster. This is what she's talked about, a happily ever after. She's been patient, but this has just begun. She'll be wanting more long after he's done. That's my piece.
Wow. Break out the ice cubes. And the director did not say cut.
Man. Okay, Mr. Mark, you know, for the men, what you gonna do, my brother?
Back to the lecture at hand. Mama, you're so fine for the trouble flow in segments. Let me sex your mind and maybe I can get you mentally pregnant. And together we can watch the sperm and the egg do that. Like Pepsi, I'm your choice of a new generation. And like crazy refugees, we can swim the seven seas, searching for sweet freedom. And like Hitler and Mussolini, I'll be your love dictator, see? Your body, I'll honor it, I'll cherish it, I'll never disrespect it. But at the same time, I want to smack it up, flip it up, and rub it down. Oh, no. You're my queen. You're my destiny. I'll never treat you like a trick. But, Mommy, tonight I got to let you know I got the magic stick. Oh, I got the magic stick. And I want to lick lollipops in your candy shop while we make love in the drop top. And I want to keep you looking so you can see what's cooking in my crock pot. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I keep stuttering, but my mind keeps envisioning me buttering you up on my personal rotisserie. And as you're turning to burning, it increases, but the yearning it never says to amaze me. Because lately, I've had the strangest feeling about dealing with this mahogany epiphany and sealing our union via holy matrimonial communion. And I don't mean to digress, but would you please meet me at the altar in your mahogany brown dress? Let me guess. You want me to do a taste test? Woman, don't you come at me with that waist below mess. How do I know that that chocolate won't start leaking and you're causing this brother to start reaching his peeking like I got Viagra just a streaking through my veins, streaking through my veins. And this ivy is driving me insane and I'm hooked like I'm on some cocaine. And now I need some intervention, not to mention some nutmeg in a keg to release the tension. And if I should ever come clean, I've got to mention it is you for whom I fiend. It is you for whom I fiend. And now that I've witnessed your mahogany epiphany, it is your mahogany epiphany that has induced me to kick this litany of words, this litany of words. And I just pray that my words could be the birds which fly in your mahogany sky.
Come on now. Okay. This is hot. This is hot.
Okay.
Come on. Oh, my goodness, Shay, what do you think about
this?
Okay. Let me just pick my jaw up off the floor for a second. Let me just collect myself.
There you go.
I'm okay now. I'm okay.
Oh, man.
I know Miss Cotton got something to come back with. I know she does. I just know it.
Now, before we do that, I think there might be a caller here that might have a question. Let me see if they want to ask a question. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the show.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for listening. All right. Well, Mark, you know, I don't know what you're doing, man, but you're blowing this up here, and so are you, Cotton. I mean, golly, man, this is absolutely magnificent here on We're Sexy Radio, and we're happy that you guys are on here bringing in heat, because that's what you're doing. So, Cotton, what are you going to do?
How long? Because, you know, Mark, I don't know what.
I think my paper just
caught on fire.
What was that again, Mark?
She's setting us up for the okie doke.
Is that what it is? Okay. Is it an okie doke? Because I know she can do it, so let's do that thing.
Oh, well.
You ain't too hot that you can't do it, are you now? Come on now.
I got it.
Okay, you got it. Come on. All right.
Juices. Love your flavor. You mix well with me. Your juices drip wet always as they do. It's hard to believe or conceive how often you overflow, filling me up, and I'm ready to achieve the ultimate climax, the explosion. It's what I need. I watch as your juices pour all over my body. I'm bathing and splashing. This is getting kind of sloppy. We're making a mess. No worries, no stress. But let me unzip and remove my black lace dress. Maybe get naked. Your juices shower my breast. This is so intense, even a little steamy. Opened my eyes and I thought I might be dreaming. Until I noticed my hands gripping the covers on the bed, I thought I had two lovers. Couldn't figure out where I wanted to put my right leg. So I lifted it real high and started to beg, slitting around your waist. My kitty and the juices are all in your face. My thick, juicy thighs grip your body as I grab your hands and sit on top of you. Now the juices you injected are pouring down as I ride and I ride and I ride. Okay, this is where I take over and drive. That's my piece.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. It's getting,
wow.
It's getting really, really hot. So you say you'd be riding, huh? Okay.
Riding.
You ride, huh? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. You ride?
No, she just says ride.
She be riding. You heard her.
Hey, Mark. Triple ride.
All right, we got about 30 minutes, Mark. Give us another one, man.
Before I get into my piece, I would like to make a disclaimer. I am not an erotic poet.
We know that. We already know that.
So, you know, I just Just had to throw that disclaimer in there. And anything for a small fee. So
we
want to make time, huh? Woman, what type of cat do you think I am? I don't want to be a bad second taste of freedom plaything, unless you really want me to be. See, for you, I'll take subjects and verbs from a distance, and I'll reunite them like peaches and herb from an instance. I'll let those sweet words roll off my tongue like buckshots leaving the barrel of a sawed-off shotgun, hitting you in that big juicy chest and you have no vest. I want my poetry banging you like a porn flick and licking you in all of those sensitive places and cause you to make the ugliest of faces. And when you awaken the next morning on your bench bed, you'll find traces of serendipity drops because your G-spot got hot and poosh. Exploded and my lyrical Tech 9 was locked, was loaded, and when you saw that it was cocked, you applied the saddle and you rode it. So if this is the last time, I want you to make it hurt so good that it burns. I want you to make it burn, I want you to make it burn. I want you to make it burn like hemorrhoids on steroids. I want you to make it burn like fog machines at skating rinks during the time of Planet Rock and Freakazoids. And if I have to do the time, woman, let me do the crime. I want you to let me do it and do it good, see? I'm a man, meaning that I want to bring that hammer like a Texas oil rig. I'm a man, meaning that I want to bring that hammer like Al Pacino on Scarface when he said, "Say hello to my little friend," but this time the friend won't be little, it'll be gigantic. And don't you worry about the size of the ship, baby, you just better bring a huge ocean. And when we finish, no need for Bausch and Lomb, girl, you can use my natural lotion. And if I'm going to be chastised, I'm going to give you something to chastise me about. And after we finish making love, woman, I'm pulling you inside out. And you said you wanted me to rock you for old time's sake. Well, for old time, new time, current time, past time, I'm rocking. I want you to take them thick thighs and squeeze me around the waist like an anaconda. Having this brother yelling from here to over yonder. And ain't no stopping, clothes dropping. My M16 is firing off rounds so powerful, it might commence to bag popping. And that extra large magazine. Magnum or Trojan might not be suitable for a gun case, but the magnitude of my manhood is written all over your face, and you don't have to say a word.
Hey now.
Okay.
Oh boy, this is where it's
just the door.
Come on, Shay, what you got? What you think?
Inside out, huh, Mark? Inside out.
You know how you know.
What?
Okay.
And the Texas oil rig, too. And I'm originally from Texas. You had to go there with the Texas oil rig, huh? Okay.
I will make you so we can both find out who shot JR. You hear me?
Hey, Cotton, I know you got something to say on that one now. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was, I like that. I like that. I like that. That inside out.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, too.
Well, like you said, he's not an erotic poet, so what we're getting is just regular old poetry in an erotic sense, even though he doesn't know it's there. You know what I'm saying? But you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, and the number is 347-215-8539, and this is being recorded, so you will be able to listen to this again, and those that are out there listening, you can also go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and you can actually listen to this as well. So, all right, now we've heard you guys go back and forth. Now, Cotton, I got to give you a chance to at least counter what was said. Are you ready? are you all right?
I'm good.
Not sweating, are you? Are you sweating?
I'm good.
Mark, what you doing, man? What you done, man?
Just thinking a little bit.
You sure you're not an erotic poet, brother?
Like Eddie Murphy said, wasn't me.
Okay, Shay, what's going on? What's the women doing? Or what's those problems?
I think we are, I don't know, what, 3 for 3, maybe? I think so.
I mean, it's not a competition, so we're just going back. I mean, both of y'all are great. and we're loving it. And we got 25 minutes, and we're going to let you all do two more poems, and then we're going to give you a chance to kind of shout out where people can get you if they want to get you to come in and do book signings or whatever that is that you do, you know, appearances and things like that. So make these two a little short and sweet. So, Kai, what you got?
It's your turn. All right. Here we go. Do it to me. A bad girl is what I can be. Let you take control and spank me. If I say, Daddy, I've been a bad girl today, will you blindfold me and take me out on a date? Pull out the brush and punish my ass. Force me down and we begin to fuck. Lubricated well, so when you put it in, I can't tell. Pull it out, not until you reach my spot. Keep it going, I'm getting hot. I can feel you're about to pop. You're hitting it harder, and I'm loving this right here. The way you hit it from the back, get my ass that little snack. Grip, there's a lot of it more than just a snack. A few minutes more, we'll change rooms, do it in the closet near the mop and the broom. As you pull out right here at the tip, I squeeze the thickness of your dick. I love it when you come. I need a break because you wore me out. I'm done. That's my piece.
All right. Well, she said she got you coming, so what you going to do, man?
I say the miracle roof is on fire right about now.
Okay, well, Word Sexy Radio's ratings is definitely going up today. So, what you got, my brother? 23 minutes.
Ultimately, feels like consuming earth when tasting birth. Ups are downs and downs are up as seeds are digested rather than planted. For cleaned and polished are the repro mechanisms as they go through a routine maintenance regimen, during which 19 lubes are applied to 69 grooves. As cruise control is achieved just before reaching top speed, screams just blend in with the scene as if clouds in the sky. Moans roam around the room like buffalo on a range, and they don't even wonder why. Strange is the vibe when the script is flipped, as lips are continually moving in sync to hips. And when one drips, the other drips, and both are sinking to the depths of the blue abyss for damaged, lustful ships. Never drink and sink unless you're ready first to taste birth.
Nice.
Y'all got something going on here, boy, I tell you.
Yes.
Okay. Now that everybody that's listening is probably ready to jump somebody's bones, we're hoping that that's the case here. We got 22 minutes, and I want to give everybody a chance to listen to where they can get your books, your CDs, anything that you have that you want to put out, how they can get in contact with you if they want you to come and do a show or something like that. And Mark, we're going to let the ladies go first, and then we're going to let you do your thing again. I know you did it in the beginning, but if you can do it one more time, we'd appreciate it, because we want people to get all your stuff, okay?
Cool.
Okay. All right, so Cotton, how can people get your books or any CDs or anything that you have out?
You can go to either Amazon.com, but I actually have a website, and it's www.MissCottonPoetry.com, and you can also get my books there. It also gives you the event dates of the different events that I'll be doing in the future, and that's pretty much it. There's Cotton's Book of Poetry, Picking Cotton's Great Dessert, and Strong in My Woman.
Okay, Mark.
By all means, log on to marklacy.com. That's MarkLacy.com. Check me out on Facebook.com/MarkLacy, Twitter.com/Mark_Lacy, AVO Publishing. www.amazon.com. And you can also find all of my products on amazon.com as well.
Okay. Hey, Mark, I don't know if you remember Shay, but Shay was one of the authors that was here when you was in Kansas City. That you remember her, right?
You know, man, I'm so bad with names. You know, the memory is the first thing to go.
As we were getting into the show, it was starting
to come back to me.
Okay. Well, Shay, go ahead and remind him who you are so he'll know who you are.
My name is Shay Nolan. My book, Everything You Owe Me, was published in December 2009. Greedy just dropped this year, summer of this year. And I also have a new book, Envious, coming out in 2011, summer of 2011. Anybody that wants any of my books, have any questions, you can get my books from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. For Everything You Owe Me, you can go to www.hollygrovepublishing.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or anything, any story ideas, you can send me an email at shaynolan@hotmail.com. Even if it's just for questions about how I got into writing.
Okay. Well, look, since everybody's done that, I'm going to do mine in a few minutes. But I just want to take this time also, and I'm not getting rid of you guys because we've got 19 minutes, but I just want to thank you all for coming on and doing the thing that you've done, because I'm sure everybody out there, they're probably cooling off now, but I'm sure that they was getting into the literary poetry that you guys were doing. And Mark, you say you're not an erotic poet, but I think you are, that may not be your only poetry you do, but you definitely have it, my brother. So stop saying that you're not an erotic poet, because you do that to women. So, and definitely cotton, I must tell you. And go ahead, Mark. Go ahead and say what you got to say, man.
There's a reason why I say it, you know, and I will not disclose that now, but it's a disclaimer that I was highly advised to start making. And I will set it off at that. But I have the utmost respect for all poets, no doubt.
That's right.
I mean, I rub elbows with all poets, so that it's all love.
Okay. Well, Cotton, what do you have to say? Because I know that, is he an erotic poet? Because I know you are.
Yes, I am. I think you are. I think you just, you know, it's just a little more subtle probably than mine is. So, you know.
But he brings it across, though. I mean, he's bringing it out.
You know you're making panties with. Stop playing.
Oh, man. But, So what you going to say to that one, man?
I think I will plead the poetic fifth on that one.
Yes, because I have to take my panties off. Thank you.
Don't say you took them off.
I had to take them. I got a little moist. I had to take them off. Come on, Mark. Stop playing.
See how you be doing, people, man?
Oh,
for somebody,
man.
For somebody who don't do erotic poetry, man, I tell you, I don't know what you call that then, man.
With some sort of politically correct name for it, I guess. I don't know.
Sizzling. How about sizzling? How about that? How about hot? Boiling.
Hot. Steamy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you, both of y'all. I mean, you know, I tell you what, I'm definitely going to have the both of you back on because there's some other poets that come on the show, and we have poets and authors on the show. And like I said, you know, tonight we just wanted to do this because Mark was you know, he had promised that he was going to be on the show, and I definitely wanted him to come on, and Cotton was coming on. So I kind of put y'all at each other, but it was all in fun. So hopefully you are not upset with me, but I think everybody out there is happy, you know, the audience, you know. So I think we might have one caller. Let me see if this is a caller here that might be wanting to say something before we get ready to close. This caller, do you have a question? Last 4-0-3-9-7. Okay, they don't have a question. All right. Well, we just want to make sure of those that do call in, because we do get that every now and then with those that do call in to see if they have something to say. And Word Sexy Radio, like I said, you guys will get a copy of this so that you can put it on your prospective websites. And, you know, tell everybody about it because, you know, the show is here for everyone to come out. And the only thing that I require is that if you have a book published that you can come on the show. You know, we just don't have anybody. But we want you to have something that you can promote, you know. So, but, Mark, we know you've been around the country and you've been doing a lot of things. And like I said, man, I know you've been busy. So we are glad to have you. And Cotton, you as well, because I know you've been doing a lot of stuff too. So we're glad to have you guys on. And, Is there any shout-outs or anything that you guys might want to give to some people out there that kind of supported you? Because we've got about 15 minutes before we actually cut it down.
I failed to mention something earlier, and I want to mention it now. People, last week I totally screwed up. I was supposed to have been on the show, and I had overbooked. It was bad.
You know why? Because it's all that erotica, man, that you ain't doing.
It was very embarrassing anyway, man. I'm so for all of the aspiring poets and writers out there, you know, make sure you have your schedule and everything together. It's not a very good look when you schedule to be on somebody's show and you don't show. So always do the right thing. If you put it on your schedule, make sure you show up and do not double book.
That's right, because Red Snapper will let you know if you did. No, I'm just playing. We're glad that she was able to come back, man. And the only reason why I'm messing with him, because he's my frat brother, so I can do that to him. But, you know, a lot of people, I wouldn't even went back and said anything to him if they didn't call. Because if you don't think it's important enough to be on the show, whether it's a big show or a little show, then, you know, I wouldn't even bother with you. But we thank you for saying that, Marcus. You didn't have to, but we thank you for saying that. And Cotton, we thank you for coming on the show, because you've been on here before, and we are glad that you're going forth with the books and everything, and I was glad that I was able to help you in that aspect of getting published and everything. So I'm just so glad that you're able. You got how many books now?
I have three, working on 4 and 5.
All right, all right. And how many did you have last year?
None.
None, right. Zero. So what does that tell you? People that's listening, if you have a desire to write, and you just got to do it, you know, you can't sit there and say I want to do something and never do it. Ain't that right, Shay?
Yeah, you just browbeat the woman into writing, didn't you?
Well,
like
you know. Well, you know, that's what it's about. We're supposed to help each other out, right, Mark? We're supposed to help each other, you know, kind of promote each other, help each other to be, if that's what you want to do. You know.
Yeah, I'm definitely a proponent of helping out anyone who has shown that they are willing to help themselves.
And I'm glad you said the word shown.
In motion. Come with a plan, but come with a means by which you can implement it, you know. Everybody can make all kind of suggestions because you can talk for free.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah, my thing is, if you're going to come with it because, you know, it's my time, my dime. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's simple.
That's right. That's right.
And
so, you know.
And, you know,
and that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was about to say, you know, we I'm sure you guys get the questions just like I do all the time, is how can you get started? But I see a lot of people that write, and they're very good at writing. You just have to want it bad enough. I mean, me personally, I have a message that I'm trying to, and I don't just write erotic. I don't want people to think that I do. I don't.
I
write about simple love, but I like to write about erotic. I like erotic because it's a part of being in a relationship with somebody. Then if you can be erotic with them, you're more likely to keep them around a lot longer than you may expect. You know, it's
right.
You know, it kind of goes hand in glove. Love, it comes in so many different ways, and I think being erotic is a part of that love as well. So,
right, that is so true.
So how do you keep the stalkers, both of y'all, I'm going to ask y'all this question. How do you keep the stalkers away from you? Because I know being, you know, doing this non-erotic stuff, Mark, how do you keep the groupies from trying to hold you down, brother? And then I want Cotton to come back because I know she's had that problem. So how do you do that?
And every year, look, I'm talking like this is like such a big stifling issue. But, you know, every year it's more and more difficult because, you know, groupies, what did you say? Groupies or stalkers?
I said stalkers and groupies. They're both the same thing to me.
Okay. I don't want to offend you.
You know what I mean?
Stalkers game nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody invites you to a business meeting and you don't know it's Amway until like 2 minutes left. You
right. I know that.
They're getting very, very, very smart nowadays.
Right. So, Cotton, how do you do it?
I've had to change my number a couple times. I've had to definitely change my number. And I've actually had to take precautions where my phone number is not connected to where I live.
Uh-huh.
So, as I live in California, I have a Georgia telephone number.
Yeah, I saw that 404, so, yeah.
Yeah, I had to change it. But I think people can't separate Sheila the writer from Cotton. Those are two separate people as far as the writing goes. Sheila Campbell is somebody totally different than Cotton, although some of that, you know, Cottonness is in there, in Sheila, but I think people just, through the writing, they become very infatuated because they can't separate me, you know, separate the writing. It's just what it is. It's writing. It's like a song. It's just a song. It doesn't necessarily direct it towards anybody in particular, and it doesn't mean that it's about me per se. It could be about anybody in general, and I think people don't understand that you have to realize that this is just some words right now.
Right.
Yeah, well, we get that too as authors. You know, the characters we create, they think that you had done some of the things that's in there, and I don't understand why you can't just write fiction. That's why it's called fiction, because you made it up. It's not necessarily real. You know what I mean? But you know, what do you think, Shay? We got about 9 minutes. Go ahead.
I think that people have a hard time, you know, once they've read a story or read a piece of poetry, say yours or in Mark's, for instance, and the way he flows so non-erotically with his poetry. That's the disclaimer that's out there, right? You know, so, I mean,
yeah.
Yes, Mark. You know, I think that people have. Huh?
I'm saying, with me.
Wasn't you?
Me. That's what he said. Wasn't
you?
Still doing the
editing. I know after this show he's gonna pick up a few more stalkers. Stop playing.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Disguised as groupies. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, put it like this, Red Snapper's not getting that.
Mark, I just wanted to say that if you see a Miss Cotton pop up on your page like a whole bunch of thousand times, don't even worry about that. It's nothing.
Okay.
It's spelled M-A-R-C, not M-A-R-K. Remember that. M-A-R-C, Lacey, all right? Not
I'm looking it, I'm looking it. I'm looking it up right now, as a matter of fact.
See what you done started,
stalker.
Mark? See what you started.
Oh, this is my fault.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
You know, you started.
Oh, man.
Politicians here. Oh, this is an election, by the way. So I guess, you know, I guess it's only fitting.
That's what happens when you say you don't write erotic.
Right.
Okay. Don't make me start filibustering.
Just remember, they're not doing this to Red Snapper, okay? They're doing this to Mark Lacey, so just remember
my
that.
My God.
Oh, man.
Well, I tell you, boy, this has been a great show this evening, and I'm glad you guys were able to come on. And like I said, please, I would like to have you guys back on again. I'm kind of booked up for the rest of the year, but I tell you what, in the first of the year, I'm going to be looking at your schedules, and hopefully I can get you back on. Because, Mark, there's this Pooh Annie poet that's been on the show before that I need you to tackle. And we're going to definitely work that out where you both are on the show together. So, because she be trying to bring it hard and nasty. But I think you can get her, though. She's part of the Jessica Holter bunch, you know, the Pooh Annie poet.
Oh, yeah. I know Jessica. I know Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Jessica, yeah. So you do know her then, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, you know, you already know how to bring it anyway, so I'm surprised they didn't try to put you on that. But, Lord, you don't do erotica. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got 5 minutes left for Word Sexy. And like I said, you guys brought it today, and I guess everybody's they probably a little down now. So, but y'all need to go on out there and take the words you heard here and use it with your partner and just have a good time, you know. And like I said, you can get these fine authors' work on Amazon.com and their websites that they put out. And please support them and support us as well. And I'm Red Snapper. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of how you can get my information. I have 6 novels out. You can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and you can get on the blog there and write things or read some of the work that I've done. And you can also go to www.redsnappersonline.com and my books are there as well as on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books & Books A Million, Borders, anywhere books are sold, you can get them. If they're not in the store, you can order them and they'll get them in. So that's what we want you to do, support us as we do this thing, and we're just glad to have had everybody on the show. So, Shay, what do you got to say? Because I know you got some more to say here.
I just wanted to say that we were not leaving you out, Mr. Red Snapper, you and your stalkers and all of your erotica, sir.
Thank you.
What do you mean by that? I don't get, Mark, what are they talking about, man?
Mark,
thank you. Why he trying to say he don't practice that stuff he write in that book, don't play with us.
You
know better.
Don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what he says. No, that's not me. That's not how I think. No, that's fiction.
Wait a minute. Hey, Mark. What did you say? You plead a literary fifth? Is that what you said? I think I need to do the same thing, my brother, because I don't know what they're talking about.
You should. Neither deny or admit. That's good.
Okay. By the way, if you do want something hot, go out there and get Scandalous Motives, the whole series, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. And we do have an anthology out there called Contagious Lust, so you want to go ahead and get that as well. So, I do write erotica, though, so I'm not sitting here saying I don't. Like some people, you know how they do.
Yeah.
They don't want to claim it.
Right. People ain't taking their jobs off for nothing, Mark.
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you a chance to say one more thing because we got about 4 minutes and then we're going to get on out of here. But you got to back yourself up on this, man.
To back myself up?
Yeah, because they own you, man.
Yeah, look, I can't go to Africa and travel denial. I mean, come on. Okay, real. I got a real talk message that I would like to convey to the listeners. You know, what we're doing is just expression. That's all we're doing is expression. Not telling anybody to go out and do X, Y, and Z. Express. You know,
that's right.
Before you do something crazy, pull out a pen and a pad and express yourself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank y'all so much, Shay. We thank you for being on the show as well. And Cotton Candy, you and Mark, we thank you guys for coming on. And we definitely want to have you guys back on Word Sexy Radio. So please promise me that you'll come back.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a problem.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So this has been Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to go ahead and bring it out with Sweetback, Gaze. And we'll see you next time. And thank you all for listening. This is Word Sexy Radio.